Jason, the best tea in the city. On Kaya 959. Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 p.m.
Welcome to the show. A brand new week as we're counting down August, because we know it comes Thursday. We have a brand new month, a month that we all love to celebrate, and we always call it like spring, even though climatologists will tell you, wait a minute, don't call it spring yet. Don't call it spring yet, but hey, we love it. Oh. I know the worst thing you can do on a Monday is to drop bad news. Did you see the forecast that Wednesday we're going to get a cold front? I hope that's not true. All right? But in any case, the jerseys are not too far, right? You'll put one on, right? Good. Okay. Can we reflect just a bit before the end of the year, before spring or preparing for spring? Are you doing what you always wanted to do? Or life got in the way? Huh? Talk to me. Welcome to the show. Are you doing what you always wanted to do, Paseka?
Mr. T, I'm not doing what I love to do. I always wanted to be a radio presenter, but right now I'm not on that. I was a radio presenter in a community radio station 2 years back, but I have to move from there because of the cost of living is too high. The bills needs to be paid. Had I been given the opportunity and more salary, I would definitely go back. Right now, I'm in government and I'm not enjoying what I'm doing, but I'm doing it for the money and for the bills to get paid, for my family to also eat from what I'm doing.
Do you see it? I think you're seeing a pattern already. That sometimes what we really, really want to do doesn't really put bread on the table right now. And you have to do what you have to do. All right. Samstar, I've grown up not knowing what I wanted to do in life. So I tried most of the things. Honestly, right now, I'm doing what makes sense and bringing peace and freedom. In fairness, I'm at a point where I'm loving my life. Oh, man, you see, I'm so happy for you. At least you managed to get there. It is no secret. Life is unpredictable. No one can. It doesn't matter how much planning you do about your life. Things don't always pan out how you want them to. Maybe you wanted to follow a certain path with your career, but you had to settle for something else. You probably thought you'd have a family by now, but hey, life happened. Or maybe once upon a time you were doing exactly what you wanted with your life and things just came crumbling down. I mean, as much as life can be unpredictable, sometimes we honestly just don't know what we wanted to do with our lives. And that really messes up with everything else. It's like, yeah, like Sam said, I didn't know what I wanted. Just trial and error. And now I have something. And maybe that's where you are right now. Are you doing what you always wanted to do? Is this the life you planned for yourself? Or something got in the way? Hashtag living the life I wanted.
I think from my perspective, people shouldn't so much chase what they want to do. I don't even know if this is going to make any sense, but realize what you are needed to do, if that makes any sort of sense. I fell into where I am now, being sales, and I currently enjoy it, love it. I've been wanting to work for this company for quite a while without me actually, you know, consciously running towards it, but it's always kind of like being there, and I've always had this wonder that can I go work for this company. Yes, I've applied a couple of times. Eventually, they picked up the CV and they like, come through.
That's Stan. Huizima?
Uncle T, I'm not doing what I always wanted to do, but I am loving what I am doing, however. I think after a couple of knocks, I am blessed to be studying towards doing what I've always wanted to do in my old age.
Hey! I love the fact that you are also saying, I can redirect this life. Cannot necessarily just choose to be stuck here. I can do something about it. Are you living the life you always wanted?
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are the 3 teaspoons on what to do if you're not living the life you wanted. The first thing you do is remember what you loved as a child. Often our truest passions emerge in childhood, only to be squashed by real life. So, Think about what you loved long before you had to worry about career or even have to choose a career. And chances are it has nothing to do with career. So try and get back in touch with those instincts, okay? The things that really made you smile and dance. Two, what to do if you're not living the life? By the way, ask this question. What gives you a sense of purpose? The sense of being needed. Another thing to consider is, what do you want? What do I want? Because that kind of gives you a sense of purpose. Generally, we derive our sense of purpose when we're doing things for others than we do for ourselves, even in small ways. This is often a better route to take in choosing the things that will definitely make you feel good, make you feel valuable. The last teaspoon and the three teaspoons on what to do if you're not living the life you wanted. Nike, just do it. Ultimately, you won't really know what you love to do unless you actually bite the bullet and do it. Until you give it a go, it's just speculation. Because think about it. The careers we chose are the careers that we were opened to. Sometimes life throws you in the deep end of something that you are good at, but you will never know until you try. Until you try. There's a tweet that just came in, and it sums up what most of us go through. And from Charleston, Shaba CT says, T-Boss, I don't know what I always wanted to do. Am I doing what I love? Absolutely. Is it what I always wanted to do? I don't know. You see, that's exactly what I mean. You are doing what you're doing right now. The question is, are you still hung up on perfection or are you making progress? The reason I say this is because there's a saying that life is about striving for progress and not perfection. So what are you progressing on? It may not be as perfect as you wanted, but you're progressing still. What is that thing? Because at the bottom of it, it will tell us if you're living the life you wanted or life got in the way. And by the way, life getting in the way doesn't necessarily mean a bad thing. Now, you're good at what you do. You love it. You're driven. You wake up wee hours of the morning. No one needs even to nudge you to do it, right? You are so passionate about it. But the question is, JJ, did you choose what you're doing now? Mm. Or did it choose you? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
I can tell you now.
Yeah.
I didn't plan for this.
Yes, chemical engineer.
Yes, yes. I didn't plan for this. You know?
I was going to say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and here I am.
Hey.
25 years later.
Making, like, the best radio.
You get what I'm saying?
Right?
So it means sometimes the life we really want to live may not necessarily be the best choice. You know what I mean? Mm. Because in your head, you're like, no, this is what I wanted.
Yes.
And life was like, please, why are you going for easy pickings? Yeah. Let me show you what I got for you.
Go where the fire is.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Do you know where the danger is? That's
yeah.
What life is.
Yes. You know, talk about fire. You're going to my favorite saying. Yeah. You know, if you want to be a sharp or a shiny metal, you better hang with irons in the fire.
Hey, tell them, Uncle T.
Right?
Preach it.
Yes. That's right. So, Jay, how did you land here, JJ?
Well, with me, I've always wanted to do this.
Oh, is it?
Yes, I'm such a go-getter person.
Yeah.
But now the problem with that is you become, let's say, jack of all trades. Now you must think, what am I going to be a master at?
Yeah.
So I've always wanted to do radio. I've always wanted to do TV.
Oh,
and
okay.
But the one thing I've also always wanted to be is in a courtroom, arguing people's cases. So that's the one I'm still like, maybe it's not the thing I'm supposed to be doing. But the radio, yes, I've planned this. I used to actually do it when I was a kid, pretend like I'm talking to people.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And also the acting, I used to write scripts at the age of 7. So I've done it because of you, Uncle T. I never forget that.
Yeah.
So now the last one is just, I'm always telling Nosi, I want to do law. She's like, pick one thing. Pick a focus. Yeah.
But
And
how did you know?
It's a passion that just, when you're young, it's the things you're constantly doing.
I like that.
It just burns you and you want to investigate it. You want to, you know, try and figure it out. And then you start finding ways of getting in there, hence the volunteering, not minding shadowing, not minding not being paid for it.
Wonderful.
And
I
then,
love
yeah.
That. It goes back to my first teaspoon, by the way.
Mm.
To say, if you don't know if you're living the life you want or you want to remember what it is, the life you wanted, go back to your childhood.
Wow, that's deep.
What is it that you really were, you know, curious about, you know?
But I feel like for me, it was a being in a what's it, a dark space, in a bad space is what prompted me to say, hey, this is what I want to do with my life. But I feel like I haven't done that because I actually was like, you know what? I really want to be a medical doctor. Okay. I remember walking in the hospital and I was like, how can hospitals be like this? People need proper health care. Yeah, you know, you need to provide that for them.
Mm.
And then I was like, yeah, I'm going to focus really hard on maths after varsity and all of that.
Yeah.
And I remember my dad was like, and I was like, oh, to my dad, I need to bridge first before I get in. And he was like, oh, Winner, you're going to be in university forever.
Ah.
And so he was like, no, pick another focus, pick something where you can get into university and get out quickly because I don't have money for 10 years of varsity.
Yeah, which is also another reality. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I feel like this kind of did choose me in a way because I was like, okay, I can't do this. So what else can I do then?
But there's a two, there's a place where these two can meet actually.
Where is that place?
Maybe what we need is a Mahadeva's, either be it a podcast, or be it a vodcast on Kaya 959 where you talk about how the state is taking care of its people using your journalistic skills. Because you are the advocate of people. That's basically what it says.
I was going to say, you know, Uncle T, you always do this. Did this to JJ.
Jumbali.
Now it's me.
Hey,
yes. The ball is in your court.
Because honestly, it's something you did you see how she lit up when she spoke about it?
Yes.
The passion still burns her today.
Just do it.
Okay, Uncle T.
You'll never know until you do it.
You'll never know.
That's a true story.
Because you can just simply volunteer at the emergency room.
Yes.
But start telling those stories. And you report back to us as a guy, this is what I saw, this is what happened. Mm-hmm. And who knows where that can go.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Medical journalist.
Exactly. Because we definitely need an advocate out there.
We do.
Mm. More work on my plate.
Even better. Are you living the life you always wanted, Yappy?
Brati, I'm currently not doing what I want to do in life, Brati. I've wanted to become a lawyer for Nakwedele, Brati. So finally, you know, I've taken that step for registered and I'm pursuing my law degree. And, you know, my passion is more convincing. So having to deal with property in the law side of it. So my dream is to see myself running my own law firm. And this dream I'm going to realize, Brati, in 5-6 years time. Take a face this degree.
That's right, Jabi. I mean, it's never too late, is it?
Am I doing what I really like? Yes, not really. I actually, then, when I was in school, I always said I want to be an accountant.
Okay.
But then life happened. I'm in the engineering world and I'm getting good money.
Well
and
done.
That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
I'm happy with my money that I'm getting. I'm well taken care of. So that is what it is.
Life took over and gave you a better deal, Yanni. What? Call me.
Call us now on 086-000-959.
Are you living the life you always wanted? Or did life take over? Did this career choose you or you chose it?
I think it chose me, to be honest. Because I chose it just because of curiosity. And then it snowballed from there and I'm like, okay. If y'all are paying, I'll come. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then, you know, the passion came through. Just because I'm a diligent person, I always did it with, you know, precision.
You're a what?
Diligent. Diligence. Kuklish amdase. Isn't it some top tier, even for a Monday?
That's fine. Okay, yeah, diligent.
I went to diligent. Also, you tata low title, nonetheless. So the passion came through just because, you know, I saw it as a business.
But you chose what?
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I chose music, but that was like in my varsity days.
Yes, and then?
Academics. Even though.
Academics, which line of academics?
Psychology and science. Dave.
Where would you be right now?
Oh, I don't want to know. I'm so glad this career chose me.
That's
I'm
right.
Very glad.
So what does this teach you then about what we think we're in control of?
That you're not in control of a lot of things, which grates me because I want to be in control of everything.
That's right.
Sadly.
That's
That's right.
But I'm so glad that part I was not in control of.
Yeah,
that,
yeah, yeah.
You
yeah,
know,
yeah.
My mind went with money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then God was like, okay, Simbambile, let's go.
Because if really life was about what Andy wanted, you wouldn't be working.
Oh, no, definitely not. Definitely.
Even
not.
Though you come from a bloodline of hard workers.
Yeah, yeah. 100%. I would have toiled through a career that I didn't like. Or I didn't think I was, you know, I would have been counseling y'all, but in my mind I'm thinking, bored, Gesana, bored, really, really. Like,
my word.
Yeah, yeah, no. I would have been terrible. I mean, I think I'd be great, but like, I'm not interested or invested.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not in control.
But I can be. If I try really hard. I'm just saying. It's possible.
Part of your plans was for you not to work a day in your life, and here you are.
Every bored,
and they keep calling you for more work.
Oh, son, I'm like, what is this? I need to show up. What is this thing of me actually working? Ew. It's fine. One day is one day.
Take the last sip. Call us now on 086-000-0059.
I am about to live my life. I mean, I have not been living my life in the past, 10 years or so. And yeah, it's been really, really difficult, but my dreams are about to come true. And literally, I see myself going overseas. I'm about to do my passport. I took a leap of faith, and I think that things are aligning. You know, when they say nothing is bigger than God or too impossible. I believe that, and yeah, great things are coming my way. I'm about to live the life of my dreams.
There you go. 10 years later, Anon. It's never too late, right, Dr. TP?
I'm not where I wanted to be fully, but I've made so much progress. I will tell you where. Number one, my studies. I have made sure that I start. It may have been later than I had planned, but I'm doing it and I can account for it. Number two, I have moved from being Dr. TP, the big dreamer, to being Dr. TP, the implementer, because I've realized that the time I spent dreaming and not implementing was wasted time that can never be regained. But now that I'm well in my 30s and I have discovered who I am and what I want and where I want to go, I am now focused on implementing more than dreaming, because I realized that I've wasted so much time dreaming and less time implementing. And now that I'm implementing, it feels so good. And I can safely say I am making progress.
It is so layered. Yes, you're right. Because it's one thing to want something, it's another to act to get it. And that's exactly what she's talking about.
With me, Mr. T, my career is fine. I love what I'm doing. I'm doing it all right. The problem that I have is just that I just wanted to be a good father, you know, and that was taken away from me. And it's very sad, my brother, you know.
Ooh. You can still do something about it, though. The law is on your side. Thank you, Smangas. Boo.
So when I was in high school, I wanted to be a sales rep. So started up marketing, got a sales rep job, worked my way up through sales into national account manager.
Yeah,
That for like maybe 8 or 9 years. Interestingly enough, a few years ago at my wedding, my mom mentions that when I was young, I wanted to be a taxi driver. You know, fast track, 3 years later, I own a few taxis.
What?
You know, when I mean a few, I mean like a decent number of them, and I've stopped working. That's my job now, and that's what I do. And funny thing is, the universe just has its way of pushing you into things that, you know, you are supposed to do. And that's how I've taken it. That, look, this is what you're supposed to do, and this is your job, bruh. You know, so yeah, very interesting, eh?
Oh, man, I'm here for you, Spoo. Ah, that's exactly why I had this show. And I'm glad you sent us that voice note. His father reminded him, I can see you. You're a sales, you're in sales, you're educated. But Maukula, you said you want to be a taxi driver. And that ignited the flame back then. He's now a taxi owner. A couple of them, we may add. That's beautiful.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.